In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Is this not why you have come this day? The affliction of your sin is overpowering. Yes, the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel to faith. We have been given a new life, unending forgiveness. And yet we remain poor, miserable, wretched sinners. We so often indulge in sin to satisfy the lusts of our flesh. We are curved in on ourselves. So often our actions, our words, our thoughts are self-serving and selfish. We are so weak. We fold under pressure. We so often act cowardly rather than standing up for what is right. We're foolish in our thoughts, words, and deeds. We are so quick to despise the gifts of God, faith, hope, and love, rather preferring the things of this world. It is as the apostle has written in Romans chapter 7. The good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? As the prophet Hosea has said, in their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Indeed, this is why we have come this day. The prophet continues, come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. Dear friends in Christ, though your sins afflict you greatly, you have come this day to the place of healing. The torment that the law inflicts upon our consciences by showing us our sin is but a taste of the punishment that our sins deserve. Thanks be to God that we will not have to fully taste that punishment that we deserve. For Christ has fulfilled the prophet's words. He was torn and he was stricken for us. This was done so that he might revive us, that he might raise us up on the third day, that we might live in his sight. Therefore, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord as the prophet bids us do. Let us look to the cross. For upon the cross is where we come to know God in his great love, which is manifest nowhere more clearly than there upon Calvary's tree. The prophet Habakkuk then writes, O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. I considered thy works and trembled. In the midst of two living creatures shalt thou appear. When the years draw nigh, thou shalt be known. When the time shall come, thou shalt be showed. If this day does not strike some amount of fear into your hearts, then I'm afraid you do not see the cross for what it truly is. For the cross is the pinnacle of divine judgment, of retribution for human sin and rebellion against God. And so it is that when we see the sacrifice of Christ, our Passover lamb, we see death. God came for the firstborn in Egypt, and only death could satisfy him. Now, on Good Friday, on the mountain called Golgotha, God comes for the firstborn of all creation. Only death can satisfy him, for death is the punishment for our sin. We're so tempted in today's day and age to trivialize forgiveness, to think that the effects of our sin are not that bad because Christ has covered that. But here upon the cross, the effects of our sin are on full display. As the prophet says, in the midst of two living creatures, this truth is made known as our Lord hangs between two thieves. In the cross of Christ, divine retribution for sin is revealed. And so we are right to be afraid. But mixed with our fear, there is joy. For Christ's cross also provides for us the sacrificial blood which covers us. Therefore, the Lord instructed the Israelites in Exodus chapter 12, "Now the blood shall be a sign for you, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land." And so it is that we have come this day to look upon him who has been pierced. We have come to be covered by the blood which flowed forth from our Savior's side. And so we pray with the psalmist, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their hearts. Continually they are gathered together for war." This is a prayer not only for protection against external enemies, but from protection against the enemy within. For the old man, the old Adam within us is still filled with sin and evil. Daily, it wars against the Spirit who is within us. The devil and the world will do what they will to us, but our chief battle is internal, within, against the evil corruption of sin which remains in our flesh. Only Christ can deliver us from such evil. And so the psalmist continues, "O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked devices, lest they exalt themselves." Therefore, the death of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is our only hope. Our fear must be confronted, for on the tree of Golgotha hangs the salvation of the world. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. See, the evil of sin can only be defeated by entering into it. And Christ has done this for us. Therefore, Pilate rightly declares, "Behold the man." For this Jesus is the man. He is the one who has taken on our flesh. He has taken on our sin. And he has entered into suffering and death in our place. And so upon the cross is the lifeless body of he who knew no sin and yet became sin for us. Therefore, all now stands completed. Divine judgment, it is finished. The love of God has been perfected. And so we sang in our hymn of the day, O sorrow dread, our God is dead, upon the cross extended. There his love enlivened us as his life was ended. Such innocence, his countenance, a fount of faith undying. Worlds on worlds cannot contain grief at him here lying. O Jesus Christ, who sacrificed thy life for lifeless mortals, be my life in death and bring me to heaven's portals. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Yes, this is why we have come this day. Though it weighs heavily upon us, the blessed death of our Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to sin's affliction. Sin and evil are not overcome by violence nor by strength of will. Sin and evil are overcome by the love of Christ, who laid down his life for us. And so Psalm 51 invites us to pray, as we will a little bit later in the service, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Dear friends in Christ, blessed are you who receive and are covered by our Lord's sacred blood, for your prayer is heard. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.